From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. We are there with them every 3 weeks. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs will join us in 3 weeks from now. Doc Wallach will take your calls shortly and next hour as well. Doc, welcome back.
Well, thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure to be with you. You were one of the idols on earth, and I cannot tell you what a great privilege it is to be working with you.
Ah, you're too kind, my friend. Hey, the story about vitamin D that it could be unsafe at high levels, what do you think of that?
Well, it's like staying out in the sun too much. Vitamin D will raise your calcium levels, and you start getting kidney stone and calcium deposits in your soft tissues and all kinds of stuff like that, and you get osteoporosis. And and so, you know, there is a challenge with, you know, we have 90 essential nutrients that we require, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. And if you have too little, you have a problem. There's the optimal zone. And then if you take too much of any one of them, or a whole class of them, then you're in trouble also. And so, you know, we want to just kind of like follow the speed limit and make sure your brakes work and everything's fine.
We got an email in from a Michael. I want to read it to you, Doc. It's okay. Important. It says, I'm a 20-year Army veteran, 23-year postal employee, never been seriously sick in my life until recently. I would like to know what support supplements should I take after having kidney cancer surgery next Tuesday. What type of food should I also take? Thank you in advance, Michael.
Okay, well, this is actually fairly simple. You want to support the immune system, and two ways to do that. You need to avoid all the bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, you know, like bacon and ham and bologna and hot dogs and stuff like that.
All the stuff that tastes good, Doc.
Yeah, but they have the chemicals in them that drive cancer.
Nitrites?
You got it, exactly. And then you need to also take the nutrients that are going to support your immune system. We call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. That's our big fighting machine. It has 210 nutrients in it, okay? And so just like 95 minerals alone, okay, in the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. I only weigh 142 pounds, but I take two of those per month, a full dose twice a day. And in June, I'll be 85 years old. Most people think I'm in my 50s.
You do look young, Doc. I'll give it to you.
Not bad for that. And, of course, then, additionally, you want to support your immune system, and your immune system consists of your bone marrow, and so you want to make sure you're getting plenty of good stuff going in. You want to get our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. That's going to get the blood supply going into the bone marrow, and that's going to give you the neutrophils to go and cells that attack cancer and infections and bacteria and viruses and things, and you build that army up. And I've been taking these things for 75 years, George.
Wow.
I've been taking them for 75 years.
Good for you, Doc.
Yeah, it's really a blessing.
Michael, if you missed anything Doc said, just call this number because he's got a staff behind him taking notes, and they'll repeat to you what Doc has just said. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO. Just think of that number. And, of course, criticalhealthnews.com is the website to go to. Let's slam it again. When you were on with us 3 weeks ago, Doc, you set a record for website hits. It was amazing.
Wow. Yeah, well, we're getting a following because I do a lot of radio. I do a lot of Zooms all over the place. And we've just joined a group of people who are taking our Zooms to England, to Europe, Italy, Spain, Germany.
That's great.
And sure, you have a lot of followers there also. And so this is going to be great. And so we have all the paperwork done, and they're going to pull the trigger in a week or so, or a week or 10 days. And it's going to be very, very exciting because we have the tools, we have the experience. And so we are going to make the world a closer place. In other words, we want to make Europe and the associated regional countries including, of course, we're already in Japan and China and so forth. Done big projects in China. Did one project to help understand the cystic fibrosis, which I discovered the cause of cystic fibrosis was a terrible genetic birth defect. It was just a simple nutritional deficiency disease. I did 1,700 autopsies in kids in China under the age of 2 years old.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Joan writes, I heard last time Doc was on, he was talking about a new formula called I-26 they developed. What is that for?
Okay, I-26, I'm glad you brought it up. I take three of the chewables, soft chewables, at least twice a day. Many days, if I'm busy, I'll take three times a day. I-26, and I'm going to read something to you. I was hoping you were going to bring that up. Okay. This is our flip chart. We have a 75-page chip chart, flip chart. And it's one of those things where, let me get my information here, so I'm all right.
Yeah,
there
put,
we go.
Put those reading glasses
yeah,
on,
there
Doc.
You go. Okay. When you have demyelinization, the white matter of the brain and spinal cord go away. And, you know, doctors don't know much about that. We have like 30, 40 diseases of the brain caused by osteoporosis of the skull. We actually have a little book. It's called It's All in Your Head and a CD that goes along with it. So we know what's going on in the brain and the spinal cord. Now, on page, let's see here, on page 24 and 25 of this flip chart, which is the title of the flip chart, is 90 for Life Crusade to Save Humanity in the World. Okay? We're going to unite the world through making everybody healthy. And the demyelinating diseases are not genetic in any way, shape, or form. They're a simple nutritional deficiency, just like osteoporosis is not genetic. It's just due to a simple deficiency of calcium and vitamin D3 and some other minerals like copper and things like that that make calcium happy. Okay, number one is Alzheimer's disease. Everybody knows about Alzheimer's disease.
Sure.
But it's a very simple disease. We get rid of it in weeks, okay? Parkinson's disease. Now, Parkinson's disease is very scary because right now there's a new report out. We've increased the actual counting of new cases of Parkinson's disease in the United States by 90,000 each year.
Wow.
90,000 new cases of Parkinson's disease each year. But Parkinson's disease is one of the most simple diseases to get rid of. We'll talk about that in a minute. Multiple sclerosis, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, Huntington's chorea, frontotemporal dementia, Bell's palsy, cervical spondylosis, all these things. And there's about 30 more of these demyelinating diseases. It just depends by dumb luck what part of the brain and spinal cord are affected. Okay, and that's why there's so many different demyelinating diseases. Now, the interesting thing about this, George, is myelin, the white matter of the brain and spinal cord, is made from cholesterol. And the doctors who 100 years ago told people to stop using cholesterol and the pharmaceutical companies came up with all these cholesterol, anti-cholesterol drugs, lower your cholesterol, and suddenly now all these demyelinating diseases popped up.
Interesting. You're right. So, okay, so I-26 just boosts that?
I-26 is the raw material, okay? I-26 is the raw material to rebuild your brain and your spinal cord. And let me give you a couple of good cases and a couple of terrible cases.
We're coming up to a break, Doc. We'll talk about that when we come
back. Well, this will just take a second.
All right, do it.
Okay. This was a sad, sad story. This was a Star Trek star, Kenneth Mitchell. He was being treated for ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, 49 years old, by experts, and he died just a couple of weeks ago of ALS. Okay? Well, he died of a cholesterol deficiency. He died of a slash demyelinization of the brain and spinal cord, and if he'd have come to us, we'd have saved him. Okay?
Low cholesterol is worse than high, I heard. Let's come back in a moment with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com, and we'll begin your phone calls. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back with Doc Wallach. The phone number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234. The website, CriticalHealthNews.com. So, Doc, you're saying that building up that melanin in your system is good for you?
It's myelin, not melanin, wow. Myelin. M-Y. Okay? Now,
there's a slight difference.
Yeah. Here's a case, page 27. This lady, 75 years old, by the name of Madeline O. We're not going to tell her last name because she'll have 1,000 people going to her house every day.
I get it.
And she's one of literally thousands of people we've helped with myelin deficiency diseases, okay, including Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. Well, she's 75 years old. She had Parkinson's disease. Before she came to me, 175 pounds, she was being treated by the medical system for 11 years with Parkinson's disease, and she was near the end. She was going down, down, down. We put her on the I-26 and the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and all the other stuff that supports the brain and so forth, the immune system. And in 2.5 months, she was cured, okay? And this was amazing. It freaked everybody out. But this is one of thousands that we've dealt with all these demyelinating diseases, very simple disease. And, of course, what can I say? I just love the I-26, and it actually was designed to reverse 26 different diseases. Okay, that's where the 26 came from.
It's made with egg powders, isn't it?
That's correct. But you're not supposed to eat eggs. Well, we are. When doctors...
You love eggs.
Well, eggs are good for you, okay? The good Lord put all the nutrients necessary to grow a vertebrate being, including chickens and ducks and geese and hawks and eagles and stuff like that, and humans. We have our own eggs in humans, okay? And so we need these nutrients to make everything work. And, of course, some of them occur in veins. You can't get them everywhere. That's why some places, like, there's places where people live to be 120, okay?
A lady in Spain yesterday turned 117.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good because in 1994, Jane... Kelman, she died at 122 years, 164 days. Jean Kelman, okay? And, of course, she was doing the same thing that these Hunzas in the Himalayan mountains do. Now, they don't have a single doctor in Hunza, but they live to be 120. We're supposed to have the best health care system in the world, and her life expectancy is 75.
107, Doc, not 117, but still, that's good.
Oh, that's still, 107 is good.
Let's go to the phones. Lori in Brighton, Illinois is with us to get us started. Welcome to the program. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to ask Dr. Wallach, hello, if there's anything like you can do more of or do less of to help with seizure stuff, and if I could ask another question.
Sure.
Sure.
Seizures, Doc.
Okay, seizures. Is this yourself or somebody else?
Well, it's for me. I don't have epilepsy.
Okay, well, stop there for a minute. How old are you?
I am 65, just turned 65 on the 28th of February.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, do you have any ringing in your ears, any tinnitus or ringing in your ears?
There's a little ringing once in a while.
Okay, comes and goes, okay. And then... what about balance? Do you have to use a cane or a walker or a wheelchair because you have a balance problem?
No.
Okay, good. All right. Now, the reason I'm asking that stuff is these are the sort of things that happen when you get demyelinating diseases and you get seizures. And the fact that you have a coming and going of tinnitus, ringing in the ears, it could be one ear or both ears, that is the skull squeezes when you have osteoporosis of the skull. You look on page 6. Of the book, It's All in Your Head, it shows a normal skull, which is a quarter of an inch thick, and then it shows a skull with osteoporosis, it's an inch and a half to 2 inches thick. And the one that's an inch and a half to 2 inches thick squeezes the 12 pairs of cranial nerves as they come through the tunnels in the skull, squeeze the spinal cord, and you can wind up with 25 different diseases. And the doctors have no earthly idea, but they treat your symptoms. They give you prescriptions for treating the symptoms. They don't get to the basic root cause of the disease. Okay, and this is where I kind of separated myself from them because I said, I can get rid of these diseases. And so we came up with a book, It's All in Your Head, and it's one of our best-selling books because it's very easy because the recipes Each chapter represents one set of cranial nerves and all the diseases you get when it gets squeezed, okay? And so it'll blow your mind. And, of course, when the spinal cord gets squeezed, you have balance problems and that sort of stuff. The seizures will go away. You want the I-26. How much do you weigh?
I am about 110.
Okay, 110. You want to take three twice a day. I personally like the French vanilla, but it also comes in banana coconut chewables. They're very soft. Even little kids like them. Okay, that'll help you rebuild the myelin in your brain. And then you need the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. At your body weight, you need one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack per month. Cut it in half so you have a half a dose of everything at breakfast, half a dose of everything at dinner time. And then you want to make sure that you're, again, getting that I-26, so you're going to build and rebuild the myelin in the brain.
And what's your second question, Lori?
It is, can your immunity be increased if you have COVID and you had a bad case of it? Does that increase your immunity to it?
Okay, well, does your body, if you have all the nutrients you're supposed to have, and you're doing everything you can to keep your bone marrow happy to make your immune system work, you will build up immunity to it, okay? The white blood cells, antibodies, and all that kind of stuff build up. So when you see the COVID bug again, your army jumps on it and pushes it away. And so if you survive a bout with COVID or measles or any you know, infectious disease, if you survive it, then you have these immunity systems that protect you further on.
Doc, I was right the first time, by the way. The world's oldest living person, she is 117.
Wow.
I was right.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
She just had a birthday.
Yeah, so thank you for sharing that.
117, that's amazing. And she's functioning quite well.
Yeah, she probably eats three eggs twice a day. And
she probably listens to you on this program.
Well, that's probably true. And so we should probably get her to come and be on your program so we can ask her some questions and have your audience hear her answers.
Love to hear her lifestyle.
Yeah.
Be interesting. Richard in California, first-time caller. Hey, Rich, go ahead.
Hi, guys.
Howdy.
Hi. So I'm having an issue with diabetes. My numbers are on the high side. And then I've also just recently had some mini strokes. And I'm just wondering what kind of damages that might be doing.
Diabetes and mini strokes, Doc.
Okay. How old are you, sir?
Say that again?
How old are you, Rich?
67.
And how much do you weigh?
230.
Okay. Now, diabetes, when were you diagnosed? How old were you when you were diagnosed?
About 15, 20 years ago.
Okay. So you're on a medication program, correct?
Correct. Metformin.
Okay. Yeah, well, metformin treats the symptoms of diabetes, will help you keep your blood sugar in the safe range, but it's not going to cure you, as you found out. Okay?
Correct. Yeah, you're right.
Now, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, which makes up 99% of the diabetics, type 1 diabetics are born diabetic. There's less than 1% of type 1 diabetics. It's not genetic, but mama was missing stuff when their pancreas is being formed, and so they're not making enough insulin or maybe no insulin at all. Okay, it's type 1 diabetes. So you have type 2 diabetes. Now, here it comes. Type 2 diabetes is easily reversed. Okay, we have a healthy blood sugar pack. Okay, it's called the Healthy Start Pack and also the Sweeties. The Sweeties, I don't have diabetes, but I take three of those twice a day just for kind of like making sure I put, you know, lubricant in the car so the engine doesn't burn up.
I started taking those about a week ago, Doc.
Okay, how you feeling?
I feel fine.
Yeah, it's great, yeah. It'll get rid of diabetes. It will actually prevent diabetes. Right now, there's 37.3 million cases of type 2 diabetes in the United States.
Crazy.
11.3% of our population. 96 million pre-diabetics in the United States. Okay, now, I hope you're all sitting down. The annual cost just to treat the symptoms of type 2 diabetes in the United States, not to prevent it or cure it, just to treat the symptoms, is $342 billion a year. $342 billion a year. Doctors love diabetes because you're like a dairy cow. You come in every day, you get milked, okay, kind of thing. And, you know, that's kind of a bad way to put it, but that's the way it is. And so you take the healthy blood sugar pack, you take the healthy start pack, stay away from all the bad foods, including sugar, and take the healthy start pack. I'd go ahead and take two of those per month, take a full dose twice a day, and then take the sweeties, take three of those twice a day. Don't cold turkey off your medication, but as you're, you know, take your blood sugar every day, or urine test, however you do it, and as your blood sugar begins to come down, you can slowly reduce your prescription medication, and usually within anywhere from 2 weeks to a month, we have people who've been diabetics for 40 years, and in 25 days they're not diabetic anymore. This is very simple to reverse, okay?
Parker, those little blood glucose pinprick things, do they work well?
Well, they will give you an honest level of your blood sugar at the moment you're taking it, okay?
And you should be fasting when you take the test, right?
That is correct. You can also get the strips that you urinate on, or urinate into a cup and then put the stick in a cup full of your urine. It'll tell you how much sugar you have in your urine. So you can do either the blood test. If you don't like sticking yourself, you can do the urine test. Both accurate, yep. And you don't need a prescription for either one of them. You just go to a pharmacy and you can buy all the equipment yourself.
I'd rather use the strips than get picked.
Well, yeah, the strips work very well. And little kids, they like to help. Yeah, I help Grandpa with his diabetes. I do his urine test.
Let's go to Ray in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Raymond, go ahead, sir.
Hi, Doc. Hi, yes. George.
Hey, Raymond.
I got a quick question for you. I have type 2 diabetes. My A1C is hovering around 7-8. So what is my reason to call is I'm suffering from ED. Is there anything that you can suggest?
Are you saying ED?
ED. So okay. Temperate, Doc. Be careful.
Okay. All right. How old are you and how much do you weigh?
I put him on hold, Doc.
Oh. All right. So, you need to get rid of all the bad foods. Take the pressure off your systems and your immune system. Okay, your defense systems. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet one's got to go. And then per 100 pounds of body weight, say weigh 110, 120, 130 pounds, you take one healthy blood sugar pack, which is a healthy start pack, and the sweeties, okay, take three of those twice a day, the sweeties, and your blood sugar will begin to immediately start coming down. Okay, when you get into the normal zone, if you're on prescription medication, you can go ahead and begin to cut your prescription medication, and if you stay on your sweeties, and then you're going to stay on the sweeties for the rest of your life. People say, well, if I don't have diabetes anymore, why can't I quit? Well, you could quit, but in about 3 months' time, you get your diabetes back because it's a nutritional deficiency. Unless you change something and stay on the nutrients, it's going to come back. You have to have the nutrients to give the raw materials to your pancreas to make the insulin. But so when you're taking the sweeties, that's how it works.
Doc, you've got a pretty good supplement called Zyrtec.
Yeah.
You like it?
Well, yeah. Zyrtec, you're talking about our blood sugar thing, right?
It's a hormone.
Yeah. Basically, we have several hormone products, and Zyrtec is one of them. It makes a man happy, okay, and can have a nice, healthy sex life and all that kind of stuff. Zyrtec, T-E-S-T, testosterone. Okay, and so, we have 2,000 products, so we cover a lot of territory, including when we also have, if you're going to take Zyrtec along with our Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, you also need to take the, the Zyrtec is perfect, okay, and then we have the Zyrfem for women so they can make female hormones, okay?
Hormones are critical to you. People, aren't they?
Yeah, they're critical to the not only the quality of life, but also to be able to have healthy pregnancies and have healthy babies and live a long time. Your hormones actually are very useful in your immune system as well as your lifestyle and, you know, healthy love life and all that kind of stuff. So it's important to have all the raw materials so your body can make what it needs to make for all these systems that the good Lord gave us to perform.
Truly remarkable, Doc. You do a great job.
Well, thank you. We have a great team.
You do. You've assembled some great people, and I deal with Marjorie a lot. She is quick and witty and everything else. And her sister, Char, right?
Yep. Oh, those two gals, they've been with me for over 30 years. And they have one of the biggest, they have a high school education, and yet they have one of the biggest home-based businesses in America.
That is great.
Yeah, so, yeah, you picked those. Yeah, Margie's Char's younger sister.
We're going to come back in a moment with Doc Wallach and take a final hour of phone calls, so jump aboard. His website is criticalhealthnews.com. The number to call for assistance, because he talks brilliantly, but he has a lot of material. 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RADIO.